We continue now with Masechet Beitza, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, 16 lines from the bottom of the page. The Gemara begins, Tanu Rabbanan, we learn in a Braisa, Yom Tov, Shechol Yos Be'erev Shabbos, when Yom Tov comes out on Friday and an Erev Shabbos, Im Arvin Lo Eruv Techumin, V'lo Eruv Echatzeros. We had been discussing an Erev Tavshilin, but there are actually three types of Eruvin. There's an Erev Tavshilin, there's an Erev Chatzeros, and Erev Techumin. So the Braisa says over here that on Yom Tov you cannot make an Erev Techumin. An Erev Tachumen would allow a person to carry beyond the Tchum Shabbos. Normally on Shabbos, one is not permitted to carry 2,000 amos outside of the perimeters of that city, as defined by Halacha. However, in a situation where an Erev is placed prior to Shabbos, one is permitted to walk 2,000 amos beyond the point of the Erev. Right now, we're not going to discuss the details of how and where an Erev can be placed, but that's the concept in Erev Tachumen. An Erev Chatzeros allows one to carry within an area known as a Karmelis, a true Shus HaRabim, one cannot carry on Shabbos, no matter what the circumstances. A Shus HaYachid in one individual home, in a building, one can carry. A Karmelis is an area where, Minator, it's not considered Shus HaRabim. However, the Rabbanan said one is not permitted to carry in this area on Shabbos because it has similar features of Shus HaRabim. However, when an Erev Chatzeros is prepared, namely, when a meal is placed in a certain place in that area, assuming that the area has been enclosed, and there's an enclosure which is consistent with halacha, so then one can carry in this area. So the Braisa over here teaches that on Yom Tov, one cannot go ahead and place an Erev Chatzeros, says Rashi, Lataltil Macher, in order to allow one to carry tomorrow on Shabbos, the Nirek Mesakin Dover, because it has the appearance as if one is fixing something. What does that mean, one is fixing something? Well, if one does not place this Erev, so it is going to be prohibited to carry. If one does not place an Erev, it is going to be prohibited to walk beyond a certain point. So now by setting an Erev on Yom Tov, I am thereby allowing myself to carry, to walk, and so therefore it is a form of a tikkun. It is like fixing something that is broken for all intents and purposes, and therefore one may not do this on Yom Tov. So says the Tanna Kamma. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe Arva disagrees. He says, Ma'orvin Eruv Chatzeros, Avalo Eruv Techumen. He says that an Eruv Chatzeros can be made on Yom Tov, but not an Eruv Techumen. Why is that? Bimnei Shata Oso Bedavar Ha'asolo, V'iyata Oso Bedavar Hamutolo. Which means literally, because you can prohibit someone from doing something on Yom Tov in preparation for Shabbos, if that is something that is prohibited to him on Yom Tov. However, you cannot prohibit something from doing something which would enable him to do something on Shabbos if that itself is permissible on Yom Tov. So, the Isser of walking outside of the Tchum applies not only in Shabbos but in Yom Tov as well. And so therefore, you cannot place an Erev Tchumen on Yom Tov which would enable you to walk outside of that perimeter on Shabbos, because the Isser of Tchum applies not only on Shabbos but on Yom Tov. Masha'en came the prohibition of carrying, so Rebbe said there is no Isser of carrying on Yom Tov. And so therefore, there's no problem of placing an Erev Chatzeros on Yom Tov which would enable me to carry tomorrow on Shabbos, because it's something which is permissible on Yom Tov itself. Let's see Rashi inside. Rashi explains this perhaps a little more clearly than I just did. Says Rashi, Shata Osro Bedavar Osolo, Koach Begesh Biyadcha. Chazal have the Koach, the ability, Lasser Alav Milasot Tzorach Machar, to prohibit one from doing something which would benefit him tomorrow. Dover Shu Oser Baba Yom. If this is something which itself is already Oser on this day. The Hainu Tchumin, this would apply to an Erev Tchumin. Sha'af Biyom Tov Osor Latzeis Minat Tchum, because even on Yom Tov, it's prohibited to walk outside of Tchum. V'iyah to also continues Rashi, Ein koch b'yadcha, lasalo milasakin l'macha davar shuhu mutar bo b'yom. It is not within the koach of Chazal to prohibit someone from doing something which will permit him to do something tomorrow if that itself is permissible today. V'isir tiltu chatzeros lasa b'yom tov. Says Rashi, there is no prohibition of carrying from one chatzer to another on Yom Tov. The Gemara then tells us, Itmar, the following machlokes exists between Rav and Shmuel regarding how we paskin in this particular situation. Rav Amar Halacha Ketanakama. Rav said that Halacha Ketanakama, who says that on Yom Tov one may not place an Erev Chatzeros or an Erev Tchumin. Shmuel Amar Halacha Kerebi. Shmuel says, no, the Halacha follows the position of Rebbe, who says that on Erev Shabbos, on Yom Tov, it's permissible to go ahead and to place an Erev Chatzeros. So again, everybody agrees that an Erev Techumen you cannot place on Yom Tov. The only question is an Erev Chatzeros, since Machlokes between the Tanakam and Rebbe, and Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, how we paskin. So ask the Gemara the following question regarding Shmuel's ruling. Yiboy luhu, halacha ki Rebbe l'kula o l'chumra. So what does that mean? So literally, that means, did Shmuel say that the halacha follows Rebbe as a kula, as a leniency, or as a stringency? So says the Gemara, pshito de l'kula kamar. What does that mean? Obviously, when Shmuel says the halacha is like Rebbe, that's a kula, because Rebbe is clearly more makel than the Tanakama. Tanakama said that on Yom Tov, you cannot prepare an Erev Chatzeres or an Erev Techumen. But Rebbe said, no, you can't prepare an Erev Chatzeres. And Shmuel says the halacha is like Rebbe. So when it says, halacha ki Rebbe l'kula l'chumra, says the Gemara, what does that mean? So the Gemara explains as follows, mishum deshalach Rebbe Lazar l'gola, because Rebbe Lazar sent a message from Eretz Yisrael to those who were living in Golis and Bavel, lo kshatem shonim b'bavel. Not like you teach in Bavel. You have learned the Braisa, taught the Braisa incorrectly. Namely, that Rebbe Mativ HaChachamim Osrin, that it's Rebbe who says that it's permissible to make an Erev Chatzeres on Yom Tov, and the Chachamim prohibit it. Ella, Rebbe Osev HaChachamim Matirin, is exactly the opposite. Rebbe is the one who prohibits one to make an Erev Chatzeres on Yom Tov, and it is the Rabbanan who permit it. So now the Gemara wants to know, okay, so when Shmuel says that the halachas ki Rebbe, what does that mean? Are we following the understanding that they had in Bavel, namely that Rebbe was Mekil, or are we following, as Rebbe Lazar taught in Eretz Yisrael, they understood that Rebbe was Machmir? So since we have two versions of Rebbe, so now it's not clear whether or not Shmuel saying halacha ki Rebbe is a kula, or it's in fact a chumra. So the Gemara attempts to resolve this question by introducing the following incident. Tashma, come and listen to the following proof. To Rav Tachlifa bar Avdimi, Ovad Uvda Kavasei de Shmuel. Regarding this question of preparing an Erev Chatzeres on Yom Tov, Shechol Yos Erev Shabbos, so Rav Tachlifa bar Avdimi went ahead and he practiced in accordance with this particular sheet for Shmuel. V'amar Rav, and when Rav heard about this, he said the following. Techilas horada haitzuv mirabana l'kukula. The very first ruling of this Tzuv Mirabanan, this young rabbi, created kilkul, meaning it's harmful. So says the Gemara, Iyam Rispish Lama Lakula Kamar. Now if you say that what? Shmuel ruled Lakula, namely that Shmuel held, that Rebbe held as a kula, that you may prepare an Erev Chatzeres on Yom Tov, so Hainul Kakula, now we can understand why he's saying that that is harmful, that is destructive, because a kula has the potential to be destructive, because people are going to do something that it is otherwise prohibited. Elo Yamas L'chumra. However, if you say that Shmuel paskin L'chumra, that one may not go ahead and make an Erev Chatzeres on Yom Tov, so my kikula iko. So how is there a kilkul? The worst case scenario is that you're being more machmir than you need to. But Rav would not say about Shmuel Shita that it was a kilkul. There's nothing that is destructive. There's nothing harmful about being machmir. Only when you are lenient incorrectly that cannot be called, cannot be characterized as a kilkul. So says the Gemara, not necessarily so. Says the Gemara, even if what? Even if Shmuel ruled l'chumra, it would still be perhaps acceptable for Rav to characterize this particular chumra as a kilkul. Why? Kevin the Makalkali bar Rabim, since many people are going to be brought to harm through this shita. Why? Because, says Rashi, Sheshochachin umetaltalim b'lo'eruv. Right, according to our understanding right now, it's possible that Shmuel says you can't make an Erev. So if you don't make an Erev and people forget and they actually come to carry, so Hainu Kukula, says the Gemara on the top of the next Dhamma, this is a kilkul. Why? Because the Mahayimutr, says Rashi, Mahayimutr le'arev etmal, because the truth of the matter is, it was permissible, according to Rav, to go ahead and make an Erev on Yom Tov. And Shmuel ruled incorrectly l'chumra, and now it's created this great kilkul, because people are going to forget, and they're going to carry in an area without an Erev, and they're going to be violating an Isser on Shabbos. And so therefore, says the Gemara, there's no raya from this particular Maizur of Tachlifa as to whether or not Shmuel understood that Rebbe ruled l'kula against the Rabbanan or l'chumra. And then the Gemara goes ahead and says the following, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Huna, Halacha ki Rebbe v'le'asor. Now the Gemara rules more definitively on this question that Rav said in the name of Rav Chizda, in the name of Rav Huna, that Halacha follows the position of Rebbe, v'le'asor, explicitly. Now we see that Rebbe prohibits one from making an Erev Chatzeros. This seems to follow Rebbe Lazar's version of the Braisa, how they learned in Eretz Yisrael, not the original version that we had namely that Rebbe rules Lakula. So that seems to be the final word on the Gemara, that the Chachamim say that it's permissible to go ahead and to make an Erev Chatzeres on Yom Tov, which is Chal on Erev Shabbos, and it is Rebbe, in fact, who prohibits one from doing so.